Mahatmuji, and this man touched your hand, he creates another nature. In this way, you become bound by one deed after. Karma bandhan.
By the scattering of bodies, they will become more and more entangled.
All right. Suppose whether they will be able to do so, and even they have able to.
They've already done some, made some progress.
Something that works. They cannot create even an ant.
So by changing the chromosomes and the gene structure for the mutated body. Just like there was a few years back there was a drug called thalidomide, which was given widely to pregnant women. It was supposed to help them, but it turns out that it mutated many babies. It changed the cell structure in the womb, and they all came out without any limbs, born without arms and legs.
That much harm they can do. Without arms and legs.
It was a mistake. They created some drug which made babies being born without arms and legs. So they'll be able to change bodies. Right?
The change body can, because we have several times explained that after sex, the two kinds of secretion, they mix and evolve back, and it forms into the body as a pea. Then the pea grows. Now by medicinal process, you can stop growing the hands and legs.
They were supposed to grow that day, it would grow. It would take up the next day. So if an arm was supposed to grow that day, and she put that a little while, the arm would grow. The next day, the process would continue to grow. So something would be missing.
Yes, in the growing condition, just like a seed is fructifying. But if you add something, it may not fructify.
What they're trying to do now is from a tube, a glass tube, they recreate the conditions of sex life.
So that's all. What is the creative there? Why they are foolishly trying that? That is my problem.
Well, they just can't.
Suppose if they can create a living entity in the chest tube, what is the creative there? There are so many living entities.
They can never go beyond natural law. They can never go beyond. The only use ultimately would be destructive. They'll be able to ruin everything.
That they're there. They're squatting things.
They can't help but
they'll create more chaos.
Even if they create 50 Einsteins.
Even in the, what Einstein has done?
He had a bomb.
What is the Greek of Einstein?
He had a bomb.
Atom bomb. Einstein is worshipped because he has given atom bomb.
One of the things that they're trying to do now is that the Space Administration has spent millions of dollars already. They're trying to create a cross between an animal and a man, which will have a human brain and an animal body composed of different types of animals, so that he can survive on other planets.
I already seen what they're asking. So what is it with you? We have already gone. What? Anyway, we are not going to give any credit to this lesson.
Let them do it.
And whatever they propose, we have already got.
Can we say, Paul Thomas, the only effort on due to the perversive nature?
Yes.
In other words,
Maya, this is Paul Thomas. They forget their real business. And they apply their breath in some nonsense guys.
But their nonsense is giving the imitation of some kind of absolute.
Nonsense.
Their nonsense is an imitation, a perversion.
Imitation is that the absolute has got creative power, and they have got the creative power, they're using it, perverted.
Right.
That creative power, this creative power, the idea of having a child can have many ideas.
But isn't there a perfect form of these ideas in the spiritual world?
The spiritual world, the creative power is there. They can create anything they like. That what they create, that is all blissful and pleasure. And there, this creative power here is used. Whatever they create, that creates music. That's very beautiful. Because it is Parvata. It is Parvata. It is like Parvata, you can understand. It's like a tree standing on the bank of a river. Now the top of the tree is reflected down. It's like Vaikuntha Loka. Krishna's dancing is the gopis. That is Parvatiya. The atmosphere is that the gopis belong, they are wives of others, but they are kind to Krishna. This is Parvatiya. Parvatiya means enjoyment with others, husband of others. This is called Parvatiya. Sapya means marriage, and Parvati means extra. But there, this Parvatiya Ras is the supreme. And here, this Parvatiya Ras is the most above. The Parvatiya Ras is there. But here, it is above. And there is the supreme.
Can we conclude that, for example, if they have cars here, or if they have bicycles here, or if they have any kind of facilities,
Bicycles are creator. So, the real thing is that you have got the creative power. As you are creating simply to become intact. That creative power is being misused, and you are becoming more and more intact. That is the case. Now, when there is spoken of creative power, there are many, so many things. The basic principle is creative power. You know that because by my concoction, creative power, I manufacture bicycles, there must be a bicycle. They don't create anything which has no belief and knowledge. Here, everything is created under ignorance and misgiving, misunderstanding. Yes.
Sir, I
guess
Is the answer curiosity to know Krishna?
Here also, we are inquisitive to know the material nature, and that is also Krishna. But that is the external energy of it. But there is the internal energy.
So they can go on forever and unify.
Yes. Illusion.
More and more complex.
That is sung by one Vaishnava. Ikku bhaviya mona kaatha shishili. Ikku, sugar cane. And a stick is like sugar cane. So they are chewing the stick, not the sugar. Both look the rod, pole. But here the unfortunate, they are trying to get juice from a rod. They have no information of the sugar cane. That is also like rod. It is perverted reflection of that rod. And they are trying to chew it and get juice in it. That is their action. Ikku bhaviya mona kaatha shishili. Kyamane paivi nishu. If you perverted rod in chew, thinking that it is sugar cane, then where is the sweetness? Where is the sweetness? You are chewing a rod and you are trying to get sweetness out of it. How it is possible? That is a different thing. Ikku bhaviya mona kaatha shishili. Kyamane paivi nishu. Very good. There is nothing that comes.
There seems to be...
It's like the snake is very cold, you know?
Cold.
Very cold. And body is very cold.
Yeah.
So, one is very heated. And he takes the snake to become cold. And the snake bites. Okay. What do you like? Taking cooling effect from the body of the snake.
Papa, can you say that you want the cooling effect to go right, but you're going to the wrong
source? Yes.
That's the mistake. In other words, the curiosity is
creative force is there. So, use that creative force for satisfying Krishna. Then in that place. But here, they are using the creative force for satisfying their senses. Yes, senses. But that's not there. Separate. There is a mistake. The creative force, the chemical knowledge, chemistry, or physics, they are advanced, they created, now they should use it for Krishna. It's like the chemistry or the physics. By chemical statement, they may prove that it is Krishna. Then they speak. Jang hi pungsat tapasas sutasava sistasa sutasa sabuddhibhutta dattaya abhichitartha purvi nirupita gaduttama sloko gunanavan idam hi pungsas tapasas sutasa. Here he also he discovers so many things by tapasya. He goes to tapasya. That these people are dying, we are going to do that, that. Tapasya.
Yeah.
So they are discovering something after many years of research. That is called tapasya. Mm-hmm. Idam hi pungsa tapasya sutasya. Education. Sistasya. Gentle behavior. Sutasya. All good things. Idam hi pungsas tapasas sutasara, istasya sutasara, sabuddhi dotta, intelligence, charity, These are all good things, tapasya. But how these things will be successful? Avichita artha nirupta vivi nirupita. Why? Kobi. Great. Change in sentence. They have decided that by all these creative forces, he tries to describe this is the scientist can understand. An innocent man, he is describing disciplined law, they can't do Hare Krishna. But a scientist, by his chemical research, by his physical research, as they are doing, he, instead of getting lines in the text to nonsensical, he, they make research and find out the so-called scientists and physicians can understand through chemistry, by physics, Krishna. That is it. They are researching. They are trying to find out the life within the text. But why not find out Krishna?
Is that possible, Prabhupada?
Yes, why not possible?
But I thought that the only way possible is to be a person guru or a
shastra. Yes. Everything has to be learned by your person guru. The guru is giving, I am giving instruction. But by your chemical knowledge, you try to explain Krishna. By your physical knowledge, you try to explain Krishna. Because Krishna is everything. This chemistry, physics, mechanics, everything that is manifestation of Krishna's different energies. So, when you capture the energy, that through the energy, go to the energetic. And that will be better. That is nice. Then you are learning of chemistry, physics, and mechanics, and whatever you are talking about, that is. But they are misused, which is impossible. How could they? That is different. The instructor is that if you have researched something by the chemical thought, and if you are trying to establish something, so instead of that nonsense thing, you try to find out Krishna by your chemical. Chemical knowledge, you can find out Krishna.
It's like you were saying that there are four atoms that are the cause of everything, hydrogen, nitrogen. Those four. So try to find out how those four are coming from Krishna's energy.
Yes, like Krishna said, Rasu Hama Aksu Kaunteya. This is chemistry. Is it not? Rasa, the liquid test in what? Krishna says, I am. So now, this order is composition of hydrogen and oxygen. Now find out hydrogen and oxygen, Krishna. Make this decision.
First, he has to be Krishna conscious.
Well, Krishna conscious is very, very high position. But he one wants to make his life successful. So here he is a chemist. This is a hint that this taste, the nice taste of water is Krishna. Now he prove it by chemical and other experiments. Now Krishna says that I am the shining of the moon and the sun. That is kind of a physical experiment. This shining, there is a source. Now the sun is the source, the moon is the source. Now try to find out where from the sun came. Who created the sun?
They're still mystified that the sun can create so much energy and never be diminished.
Yes. Now who manufactured this icon, sun? They also say sun is composed of these chemicals. So instead of trying to analyze this composition of the sun, find out where from all these chemicals came. Who manufactured? As soon as we say chemical, it has been manufactured by someone. This is that. That will make his chemical knowledge, physical knowledge perfect. But if he wants to create something of godliness, then it is waste of his energy and misleading him. That he cannot.
They say that chemicals came out of energy, came from sound and vibration.
Yes. Energy. So that energy must be coming, the electric energy is coming from the power. So you have to find out where from this energy was coming. I have got some stock energy by which I can lift it. Is it not? So similarly, that's from the energy coming. So he's lifting and moving and moving. And that is real insight.
Man could find about the process of God, but he could not connect to God with the ordinary process. Only was connected to the human
condition. Yes, at least one should be intelligent to understand that where from the energy is coming. And the answer is in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham Sarvasva Prabhava. So our proposition is Krishna consciousness. We know that Krishna is the original source of all. Therefore our knowledge is such. Now, one who has become chemist and physicist, he can prove this, that Krishna is the original source of all. Then he knowledge of chemistry. Because people want to know through the modern science. So, if one is real scientist, let him prove that yes, this energy is coming from this.
What is your view?
So Krishna says, Rasoham Apsutam Teya Kruvit. This is also his Krishna. Prabhasmi Sasusuta Kruvit. He's hanging. And Rasoham Apsutam Teya Prabhasmi Sabta Khe Kauru Sangamishu. His sound and his style together. Temple, it is. That is one. That is what. That is what. Not to propose some nonsense in future, we shall do this, we shall that.
I was just looking at this picture. They have created this machine through so much labor and thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, just to hook it up to this this unborn lamb like an umbilical cord. So they have created an artificial mother, so to speak, for the animal.
Yeah, what is the use? That's the cool. What is the use? The mother is already.
Yeah. The mother is in the pasture, right?
Yeah. That's such a nonsense, spending money.
So,
Mura.
Ja
sammohita jiva. Apanam pudna satam manate anatham anatham useless things. Anyway.
I guess some, I think.
Already there is mother, just spending millions of dollars to create an artificial mother.
There seems to be a natural propensity for men to enjoy putting two things together and watching them.
That was creative.
Satisfaction.
A creative force.
Yeah.
Creative force. So, God is creating. He has got a creative force. Multi-energy. So, just like a child a small child, a baby, he also takes another baby, dog. What is that? I mean, there's no rest. There's no rest. It is like
we're playing with dogs.
Yeah.
Taking it.
Sometimes in your country, small children, they poop. They have small utensils.
That's right.
Yeah. My sisters, when they're young, they're cooking with a lamp. And a small piece of dough, curry, and I was the guest. The shit is not cooked, simply deep, simply deep, deep. And I was the eat. Hot curry. It is like. It is nothing, but anyway. Mother is cooking. God is creating. Yeah. Yeah. I know he says. That must be. Child. Child is free. And police person, policeman like me, is eating that food. You see? So these things. A child is and I enjoy by the rascals and fools. It has no meaning.
So, I just think that knowledge is given from that Krishna. Whatever we do is from Krishna. So, for trying to make something, that the thing that you are doing, that thing that you are doing is Krishna.
No, they must see that by doing that, that Krishna is pleased. That is it. That's it. Yes, you are doing everything for Krishna. But whether by that thing Krishna is pleased, that is Krishna. That is bhakti. Otherwise, he cannot do without Krishna. That's fair. The ingredients are Krishna. The intelligence is given by Krishna. Your hand is given by Krishna, your leg is given by Krishna. But you cannot do anything without Krishna. But the credit is by doing something, when you satisfy Krishna, then you cannot go within the boundary of Krishna. That is not possible. Just like the sense, the children are playing, mock, greed. So that is within the jurisdiction of the parents. They are not independent. They want to play. Mother, give me this little dough, I told you. All right. Give me little game. All right. Give me little lamb. That. So it is not without the jurisdiction of the parents. But if by making the puri, the mother and father of the then it is satisfied, then it is perfect. Otherwise, it is perfect. Go ahead.
Why is there pleasure in creating something, in making
pleasure in him, not to others?
So, I mean,
this creation will not please anyone else except that person.
Yeah, but what is that in the act of creating something, say, you know, I'm a rascal, if I create something nice, like this, why do I get pleasure from doing this? What is that pleasure?
Pleasure?
By making something.
Because you are active, you are living being, you are active. So, by activity, means you are living. Mm-hmm. That's pleasure.
But if I create something like a poem or a picture, why do I get pleasure from that act?
Because you have got senses. So your senses are satisfied that you have created something. And by the sense satisfaction, you are thinking of it.
Temporary.
Yes, sense satisfaction.
Oh, but by recreating with our hands what our brain
whatever it is, it is your senses. That is misery.
It's part of the false ego.
Yes.
In dying creation.
You don't require to apply statue. Whatever knowledge you have got, with that knowledge, you try to please Krishna.
Yes.
Then business is to please Krishna. Yes. But because I am saying the scientists, they do this for pleasing, that doesn't mean that you have to become a scientist and then please. Whatever you have got, please.
But for example, I have got a little knowledge of psychology.
You do that. You do that.
I can prove that men have scientifically, that man has a spirit, and that spirit is
a good thing. Do that, do that. That will give contribution.
Now, can we study things like this in these classes as well?
Whatever it may be, your aim is to prove the existence of Krishna. That is it. That is it. That is the meaning of this bhasha. Idam nipunishat tamasas sutattava. Psychology, how it is working by the mercy of Krishna, by Krishna's energy, which you can describe, then you get satisfied.
Well, I think we'll discuss one contemporary psychologist named G.F. Skinner. His basic theory is that everything is mechanical. Psychology is a product of our conditioning. So we can tomorrow discuss that. I don't have any other questions about science. Do you have any? No?
Do you want this material content? Where is science? Any living entity using this material world is content. Thank you. He is in Hawaii. He is not doing the task. He is in Hawaii. Very certain. Well, he is kind of. He has some English. He is in Hawaii.
He is
in Hawaii. Trihi Gunamai Bhavai, kind of the verse. Trihi Gunamai Bhavai. Trihi. T-R-I-V-I-H.
Thank you. the translation, deluded by the same old religious passion and ignorance, the whole world does not know me from above the Lord and the cross.
What is it? What is it? What?
The whole world is enchanted by three modes. Those who are covered by these three modes cannot understand that transcendental to the pursuit of the nation is the supreme Lord Krishna. In this material world, everyone is under the influence of these three movements and is just bewildered. By nature, living entities have particular types of body and particular types of psychic and biological activities accordingly. There are four classes of men functioning in the three material modes of nature. Those who are purely in the mode of goodness are called Brahmani. Those who are purely in the mode of passion are called Kshatriya. Those who are in the mode of both passion and ignorance are called Vaishya. Those who are completely in ignorance are called Shudra. And those who are less than that are animals or animal life. However, these designations are not permanent, and they either be a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or whatever. In any case, this life is temporary. And although life is temporary, we do not know where we are going to be in the next life. Filled by the spell of the illusory energy, we consider ourselves in the light of this godly conception of life, and we have to think that we are American, Indian, Russian, Brahmana, Hindu, Muslim, etc. And if we become entangled with the modes of material nature, then we forget the supreme personality of Godhead is behind all these modes. The word Krishna says that men, deluded by these three modes of nature, do not understand behind the material background is the supreme Godhead. There are many different kinds of living entities, human beings, demigods, animals, etc. And each and every one of them is under the influence of the material nature, and all of them have forgotten the transcendent personality of God. And those who are in the mode of passion and ignorance, and even those who are in the mode of goodness, cannot go beyond the impersonal Brahman conception of the absolute truth. They are bewildered before the Lord with his personal features, and possessing all beauty, opulence, knowledge, strength, fame, and renunciation. And when even those who are in goodness cannot understand, what hope is there for those in passion and ignorance? Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all these three modes of material nature, and those who are truly established in Krishna consciousness are actually liberated.
So without being Krishna conscious, everyone is in ignorance. And in ignorance, whatever you say, there is a loose talk. Basic standing is ignorance. It's not only the standing, not only the so-called fact, it's everyone. To be ignorant, you know, knowing something.
So in this age, most common people believe in the so-called climate scientists. They think that science is going to change their faith. You know, they don't make a nice house, science will solve something, they might change. So if the scientists, the so-called modern scientists, they are if they change a little bit their consciousness to consciousness, then they can also change the attitude of people thinking that scientists are going the right direction. They are going to consciousness.
Yes. If the scientists turn to do consciousness, then the case of the world will be changed. Because when their authority is finished, tattat eva itareva. The real personality. If they do something, others will follow. That he wants. He becomes a big scale scientist at the same time as the world. Then people will follow. If we say something by hearing from you, that is secondary for us. But if you say directly, he has a sound putting a fancy knowledge, that will be nicely qualified. Whatever we say on the strength of Krishna's state. Krishna says this. Oh yes, Shri Krishna said, Aham sarvasya parva, matta sarvam pavasyati, everything here is perfect. Now, if the scientist says in scientific language that the original source of everything is Krishna, that will be followed by me.
Pramanam kurute lopasat samavartate.
जब जब आश्रय की
Preparation is performed by a great man, and common men follow in his footsteps. Remember, standards confessed by his simple act, all the rules pursued.
You should have misled because the leader of Krishna. Therefore, just like this man, he's talking all nonsense. He said, question number one. Now, in the name of sanctity, was things like that. He will be misled.
Leaders are giving millions of dollars in their research.
Misleader. So when I talk misleaders in that matter, they were doing like that. I told them, they are all misleaders. They said, they could not challenge me. They know they are misleaders. How they concern? They know their position. So we are nothing. They are simply bluffing people. That's all. It's like a man is thief. If you challenge him, you're a thief. He'll hesitate to say no. Yes? And as soon as he remains silent, that means it is not thief, he is any other. You rascal, why are you calling me thief? Whatever. Give him proof. That is the answer. But if he remains silent, that means he is thief. Maunam sammati is a phalam. If one demands not a challenge, silence, that means he is a joke. The challenge is here.
So if we challenge the scientists and they cannot answer us, we challenge the scientists and they cannot reply.
They will reply foolishly, yes, we are trying to. That's not good plan.
The whole thing is that they have no basis. You don't know where everything comes from.
No. That is they pretend.
They don't know how it started. They don't know where it's going. They just observe a little piece of it. And they say that this is what we're doing.
But knowledge means Janmadasya Kataha. to find out the original form. That is
original.
That's what Brahma says, there is original. Sarvatarana taranam, all the process, Vishara form.
And she says, science needs to know everything about something. Everything about something. Right? There's no science. They don't know. Maybe.
Yes, I don't know. Everything is science. Now we know something is Krishna. And so far, you understand from the pastor, you can explain everything.
You can't explain anything about what they're working with.
No.
Here.
You have meditation, that would fall now. They find out, discover, love. Why the apple falls here? How much this
works? So they say that the earth, the center of the earth is iron, mostly iron, and it makes magnetic field around the earth so that everything is drawn from
it. The truth goes into the earth. How does that go?
It's trying to resist gravity. Growing needs to grow against gravity.
And that doesn't grow to be so. He's going this way, I know this way.
Sometimes if he's trying to get the sun out, then
sometimes.
Oh, this is it.
Change it. He's very different.
If they have to get the light, to the light, sometimes they don't have
to. Then there is E. Then it's beyond your control. Then you say E. Then it's beyond your
control.
Okay. Nature is controlled like this. The reality is controlled like this. Now, then, manufacture this aeroplane. And the design is just like bird. They cannot make any other design in flight. The two wings must be there. Now, fly your aeroplane without the wings. So all this Jira stuff, yes, that is it, popping. And then, getting. By popping, the same time is there.
Yeah.
Why you have it? Pretending something nonsense, pretending why it's another nonsense. They're taking Maharajan. Maharajan. Maharaj, yes, yeah, dance your money. Mother knows what to do.
They even make a little airplane out of paper.
That's right. Really? I have been to my knowledge. I saw but he does not know that how many big aeroplanes are trying to control the universe. That is creation of God. But they will say, I'm so much in the becoming an animal. And that's why there is big wind passing your boat. And there is danger passing your boat. But this big lump of matter up, so much our blood and so much our wind, but we do not know.
Yeah, perfect range.
Purnana. It is Purnana. Perfect. Purnana Purnana is perfect. Why it is perfect? Because he is perfect. He is perfect. Purnana Purnana is perfect. Purnana Purnana is perfect. That platform is so perfect. Many millions of planets are created by it. Perfect. Yeah. It's still in energy. Right? Not that he's finished. His energy is finished. No? Purnasa Purnamana Purname Vahu Vishwadu. Still in energy. Perfect. That is perfect. Then in the material world, our perfecting them, we can go on some sort of training in the night, then it's all that kind of thing. But that energy is never finished. Purna, Dharma, Purna, Dharma. Purna, Purna, Dharma, Purna, 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 the example is in the touchstone. The touchstone is one person, iron, who becomes gold. And the touchstone's energy remains the same.
The magnet is not that true, isn't it? Magnet. You touch so many pieces of iron, they will all become magnetized, but the magnet remains.
Same magnetic. It's tough. Yes. That's done. That's done. That's done. That's done. There are the material functions. And not the physical functions. Say this, son.
Yeah.
How much energy and heat is coming from millions and millions of years. There is a law. This is material. It creates something small. We have created this law. 1 year, 9 days. And we have to find it 3 times a day. And it is bigger.
What is that? They say once a year?
Once a year, right. And you have to take care of it 3 times a day. There is no.
Impossible. When Krishna came, why did he break some of his own rules? Why did he break some of his own rules?
Because he's God. Yes. Must do it. But he has God. If he is under the rules and regulations, then he may. He is a human. Sudra. that is his God. If he cannot dress, then he is under his law. The laws are not under him. Breaking the law is Krishna's qualification. Of your life, and then Brahma comes up by what is it? You can explain it.
But everything else in all of the sudden stop in the material
world? That is how it's evil. Again, number one.
If we're here.